Sunday night, Shara Avodas Shara Yichud HaMaisa. We're up to Perek Sheni. Perek Rishon was pretty short. Page Kuf Samach Zayin, the bottom is Perek Rishon. Asher L'Toho HaMaisa L'Shem Yisaleh. Who, what does it mean to focus? To be focused, to be single-minded, to have a single-minded purpose in life. Who should say akavona begolo yivanistor? Outwardly, it should be obvious from your actions and also in your heart, because that's where it counts. B'maisa avodas Hashem lishmo yisale, that your motive and your purpose and your goal is to please Hashem. Kedei lasos ritzono b'levad, to do His will. Below its own abrios. You're not here to make people happy. You're not here to make your parents happy. You're not here to make your kids happy. You're not even here to make your wife happy. You're here to make Hashem happy. It could be one of the things Hashem wants from you. Not it could be. It is. One of the things Hashem wants from you is to make your wife happy. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer. But there is no value to a Jew. There's no objective value. Not ethics. Not logic, not derech eretz. There's no objective value other than anything that's ratzon Hashem, that's speaking objectively. Chavis Halvavos is speaking subjectively, that should be your motive, that should be the driving force. That's what we work towards it. Again, it's like bitachon. You don't start off tonight, everything I do is only for that purpose. But this shar, as the whole sefer, is a workbook to develop the ability to do that. That should be my only goal. Once that's your goal, then it's transformative. Then your whole life changes. It's easier to make decisions. It's easier to overcome the sionos. It's easier to not get sidetracked with other things. And again, we spoke out last week as we started the shiur that although to an outsider, to someone, it might sound very stultifying and limiting, but it's not. Adarabba, Yiddishkeit allows for all sorts of personalities and all sorts of the whole gamut of doing things, of being, labedik, of being quiet, of being introspective, of being outgoing, of being happy, of being sad, the whole gamut of the human experiences in Yiddishkeit. It's a tremendous mila to have a spine, to have a common goal. Otherwise, you're all over the place. And I think we all know people who are all over the place, and they try to be all things to all people. And when you're all things to all people, you end up very depressed. You end up, because one day you wake up and you say, but what am I? But here, if you have a goal in everything you do, you have a goal, so there's something binding it together. And then that's, so I'm just talking about why it's emotionally healthy, and it's not at all stultifying. Adarabba, it's liberating, because it gives you the ability to maintain your identity, your sense of self, except Lagabe Hashem. Right, where we are mevatel ourselves to Him, but except for that, so we are what we are, and He made us, and He wants us to be ourselves, and we can do anything in the world from A to Z, as long as we're doing it as the will of Hashem. So that's Perek Aleph, just defines Yichud HaMaisa. Perek Sheni, which is on page Kuf Samaches, Uleinyan b'meyiyah tor b'maisum l'shem levado. What does it mean? What does it consist of? What are its moving parts? How is it manifested? Right? How you kona it, he's going to talk about primarily in the fifth perek. That's the biggie. Fifth perek is huge. How you get it. What the derech avod, how do you work on it? It's like a workshop. How do you work on it? Here he's just saying, so what's its manifestation? How does it manifest itself? How do you say the words? Okay, I'm doing it l'shem Hashem. Like, so he says, it means this is the path you walk along. Kasher yivar yisbaru b'nefesh ha'odom v'yisamsu. These are all very, okay, it's his translation, but the Chavis Halvavis must have said words. Yisbaru means it's clear, you have a clarity. V'yisamsu means you're convinced that it's true. The following things. When you have a clarity in your nefesh, in your soul, in your heart of hearts, we call it. You have clarity and you're convinced of the truth of the following things. V'yasein bosis l'mishmato, and they become the basis, the yisod, for everything you do when you listen to Hashem as you go through life. V'yisod l'masov, it becomes the basis for your actions. These are the building blocks. Yitor masov l'shem yis'al l'sholem. You'll be able to develop, it won't come overnight, you'll be able to develop the purity of your actions, l'shem Hashem. V'lo yifna l'zuloso, you won't get sidetracked to other seeming powers, even other people, other forces, other cheshbonos in life. V'lo yikava l'belodov, you won't look to please anybody other than Hashem. And your goal and motive will be to fulfill His will. Tchilason, so he gives you like the building blocks, we'll call it. I think that's a better word for it, the building blocks. So the first building blocks is the Sefer. Just like I told you before we started the Shiur, that the Sefer is built like a building. So he himself says that here, because he's going to give you the building blocks, and the first four are going to be the first four Shiurim of the Sechavos Halvavos. Tchilasa, number one, is Toar Yichud Hashem Yisaleh Kefi Shagodam B'Tchilas Sefrizeh. You can't do things L'Shem Hashem. You won't be able to. You won't be able to develop that purity of soul until you're convinced of Hashem Echad. Until you have some sort of clarity that everything that happens in the world is the will of Hashem. Everything that exists is the will of Hashem. Everything that happens is the will of Hashem. And that's all part of Yichud Hashem that we learned in the first Shiur, Shiur HaYichud, that Hashem Echad means so much more than just there's one Hashem, there's not two. It means He's everything, and He's indivisible and unique and above comprehension and so on and so forth. So you have to have some inkling, some grasp of what Hashem is before you can do things for His sake. Otherwise you end up doing something for the sake of the sign that says Shivisi Hashem Lenevi Yisomit. You don't want to do something for the sake of the sign. You want to do something for the sake of Hashem, not for the sake of the sign. Right? A lot of people dive into the sign. V'hasheni His bonanus betovas Hashem alav. This is Shara Bechina. You want to do things l'shem Hashem. The Chavis Halvavos holds the yisod of life is to recognize Hashem's beneficence and to want to repay Him. Your avoda of doing things l'shmo, fulfilling His will, because that in some small measure, that's how you can repay everything He showers upon you. And if you had to make a list of everything He showered upon you, you would be busy the rest of your life, and you wouldn't be able to come close to making the list. And we say that in Nishmas, and in Achramas, speaking the Hodos L'cha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu, Alachas Me'elav Alfei Elavim V'Ribei Yevavos Pamim Atavos Shasishim Avzeinu V'Imanu. The Chiddush of the Chavis Halvavos is that He doesn't want you to be frum because He wants you to be from because a person is wired in the DNA of a person, and whoever experiences, if someone saves your life, you'll feel what he's talking about. We don't feel what the Chavis Halvavos is talking about because people, someone gives me a ride, so I say thank you and that's it, because how much is the ride worth in my life? He saved me a half hour, and he saved me 100 shekel. Okay, so he gets two thank yous. Let's say someone saves your life. Let's say someone saves your child's life. You then realize what the Chavis HaLovitz is talking about. You will burst. Because you won't be, if you can't figure out how to thank him, how to show that you appreciate what he did, you'll go nuts. How can I repay him? How can I be makir tov to him? What can I do to show him how much I appreciate what he did? And like you're bursting. That's what Chavis HaLovitz explained to Shavuot Elokim. That's how Hashem wired a person. That you're not a mensch. If you can walk away from someone doing you tovos and doing things for you, and you just walk away, you know, maybe you'll murmur a thank you, and that's it. You're not a mensch. That's what the Novi says. You're degenerate. You're not showing basic menschlichkeit. Kamuvan, that's how Hashem wired a person to be that way. And again, if people helped you, someone, you know, let's say the people that owe Rav Noach Weinberg their spiritual lives, I would imagine they don't know what to do for him. If they could do anything, they would sacrifice their lives for him. You know, like, wow, he gave me my life. Why don't we feel that way towards our parents? We really should. But that's what the Chavis HaLovitz explains, the Shaar HaBechina, that when you're used to something, and you get used to it, and it's day in, day out, and it just seems to be part of a natural process, so you lose that feeling. And that's what that's why you have to study nature, and it happens with Hashem too. That's why we don't walk around the way it says in Shir HaShirim, lovesick of Hashem. Love struck, right? Like a chasam kala, you know, till they get married, you know, till they get married. Love struck. Why aren't we love struck? Because we're used to it. And that's what he tries to teach us in Shaar HaBechina. He tries to kick us in the pants to study nature, to study the world, and to be absolutely blown away by the Elef Alfei Alofin Veribe Revavos Po'amim Atobos. That's what the Rambam and the Chavis HaLovitz say. The Rambam would say for HaMitzvos adds that you reach that level of loving Hashem when you study Torah and you see the wisdom of Torah and the correctness of Torah and the complexity of Torah and how it mamish takes apart every facet of human existence and it raises it to a spiritual level. You go nuts, like, you know, as you learn, people, you know, you learn a Gemara, and then you learn the Rashi, and you learn the Tosfos, and you know, and if you really get into it, you see, like, how wonderful it is, how wonderfully complex it is, you also reach that Avos Hashem, that's what the Rambam says to say for our mitzvahs. In Yad HaChazaka, he talks about studying the natural world, and in Yad HaChazaka, I'm sorry, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, based on the Sifri, he talks about studying Torah. So, you know, you have to do both. What can you say? They're not the same. What do I mean they're not the same? If you had to spend your day, so, it's, you know,